Hello, and welcome to the Service Contractor's Business Tape of the Month. This monthly cassette tape series represents yet another step in accomplishing Grandy and Associates' vision of helping the service contractor come to a place of maturity and profitability. Each month, a different national speaker from throughout the service and trades industry will share dozens of cost-reducing, profit-increasing ideas to help you become a more profitable company. This month's tape is presented by David Holt. David is a licensed heating and air conditioning contractor in Alabama. He holds a business degree from the University of Georgia with a major in management information systems. He has been involved with computers for over 20 years and has witnessed the birth of the IBM PC and seen companies make fortunes and then turn around and go bankrupt within the computer industry. Mr. Holt has implemented large mainframe systems in manufacturing and helped design, develop, and support systems for an international software developer. David has also owned his own computer software business, specializing in systems for service contractors. David's computer skills are currently helping the family-owned service business to reach the highest profit margins of its 40-year history. David has found seemingly unlimited ways of utilizing computer technology to help close more sales. In addition to David's work in the family business, he also shares his experiences with contractors across the country. Today, he will share practical information on how to utilize computers in your company to increase your sales and profits.
Using computers to close more sales. Now, wait a minute, you say. You thought computers were just good for accounting functions like payroll, accounts payable, accounts receivable, inventory, purchasing, job cost, service management, engineering, word processing, spreadsheets. How in the world can a computer help me close more sales? That's a very good question and one that we'll explore in some detail throughout this session. Today I'm helping my dad run our 40-year-old family-owned heating and air conditioning business as the company's sales manager. Naturally, I'm trying to put my computer skills to good use in my job as a salesperson, sales manager, and business owner. In this tape, I'll share with you how computer technology has helped our third-generation service business differentiate itself and close residential and light commercial sales at the highest profit margins in the company's history. Before we get into the computer stuff, let's establish some common ground. Who do you say the head of your business is? If you're like most small business owners, the first reaction is, well, David, I'm the head of my business. I run things the way I want them to be, and I have total control of my entire business, so I'm the head of the business. Well, while it's true that you may be the boss for your employees, the real head of your business is the customer. For without customers, there would be no business at all. There aren't too many of us in the service business that could afford to keep making payroll and paying vendors without the financial support of the customer. So it's real important to understand that the customer is really the head of the business. Our job then, as business owners and managers, is to put together a team of people and then provide them with the right tools required to deliver the goods and services that our customers want and need. If we meet the customer's wants and needs in a reliable, responsive, competent, empathetic, and tangible way, we will achieve the three most important things in a successful business. First, the customer will have a smile on their face. This is real important because if we don't satisfy their wants and needs, the customer will probably let their fingers do the walking, and we can kiss that potential long-term relationship goodbye. If they're not happy, the person that you are relying on for your paycheck, the customer, may very well take their checkbook with them to your competitor's business. Too much of that, and you will be facing certain business failure. So getting a smile on the customer's face is the first very important factor in successful business, and nothing else positive will happen without a happy customer. The second important factor is happy customers will pay you to perform your service. What a concept! Happy customers happily pay their bill on time and in full. Unhappy customers typically drag out their payment for weeks and months at a time if they pay you at all. Cash flow in your company can be equated to blood flow in your body. If the blood stops flowing, you stop going. Got cash flow problems? Check the smile on your customer's face. The third very important item that is a result of happy customers is referral and repeat business. Happy customers refer more work to your business, and they'll use you again and again and again. It's that simple. Tell others about the good experience. That's what they do when they're happy. They'll tell others about their good experience with your company, and many times will write letters to you thanking you for the excellent service that your company has provided. These referral letters act as a great motivator for your employees and can really help you close more sales. We have a binder full of thank you letters from our customers that we use to help potential customers feel easy about their decision to use our company. Copies of the letters are posted on the Letter Wall of Fame in our office for everyone in the company to see. Another copy of the letter is always placed in the company's personnel files so that when we go to review that employee, we can see what an effect they've had on our customers. An employee with a file full of referral letters is a good candidate for a raise in our business. So let's review our common ground philosophy here. The customer is the head of the business. For without customers, there would be no business at all. As long as we strive to look through the customer's eyes and provide the goods and services that the customer wants and needs, we achieve the three most important things in business. First, we put a smile on the customer's face. Second, the customer pays their bill. Third, they refer us to more business and will use us again and again. That sounds like a pretty good business plan to me. How about you? So how do we make this business plan a reality in our own business? Well, it's not easy, but you can do it with a little effort. What we have to figure out is how can the company become more effective at handling the things that are important to our customer? Remember, we must look through the customer's eyes to determine what's important to them, their wants and needs. It doesn't matter what we feel is important. It's what the customer feels is important that really matters. According to Dr. Leonard Berry, a researcher at Texas A&M University, customers evaluate service quality based on five factors: reliability, responsiveness, assurance, empathy, and tangibles. Let's look into each of these areas a little further. Reliability. The ability of your company to provide what was promised dependably and accurately. That's what reliability is. In our company, we call that quality and integrity. Doing what you say you're going to do when you say you're going to do it, with a great deal of pride. Responsiveness. Responsiveness is the willingness to help customers promptly. Don't drag things out any more than you have to. It's inconvenient for your customers, and it runs up your job cost. Getting things done promptly makes everybody happier. Assurance. Assurance is the knowledge and courtesy you demonstrate to your customer and your ability to convey trust, competence, and confidence. People want to feel that they're dealing with experts in the field and will be more confident in their decision if they feel assured of your competence. Plus, people buy from people they like, and if you show them proper courtesy, they'll most likely wind up liking you as a result. Empathy. Empathy is the degree of caring and individual attention you show your customers. Put yourself in your customer's shoes. How would you feel about the current situation? The golden rule tells us to do unto others as you would have them do unto you. Good advice then, and it's excellent advice today. Remember, people don't care how much you know until they know how much you care. And finally, tangibles. Tangibles are the physical facilities, equipment, tools that you use in your job, as well as the appearance of your people. Do you think people will pay more for a company that drives a late model vehicle that is clean, well organized, smartly logoed, and doesn't leak oil in the driveway? You bet they will, and they'll invite you back again and again and again. So the customer feels that reliability, responsiveness, assurance, empathy, and tangibles are important factors in measuring service quality. So how can computers help us demonstrate these attributes in our business and help us close more sales. Well, Dr. Stephen Covey, author of the bestseller entitled 7 Habits of Highly Effective People, says that there are 7 attributes that are consistent among top performers. When looking at this list of 7 traits, we can see that there are lots of opportunities for computers to help us put on our best face for our customer. The first attribute was being proactive, taking the initiative and responsibility to make things happen. Well, how can a computer help you be more proactive in your business? Well, think about the years and years and years worth of service history at your business. You've probably got file cabinets full of job sheets and service invoices and the like, and all that information is locked up in a gold mine. Your product, maybe like the heating and air conditioning industry, may have a shelf life, so to speak, or a normal service life. For instance, in a heating and air conditioning business, a condensing unit, the outdoor cooling section of your air conditioning system, may have a typical life of, say, 12 to 15 years. Well, if I could go into my file cabinets easily and pick out all my customers that had 12 to 15-year-old air conditioning units, I could write them a real quick little letter and say, gee, you know, the average age of your air conditioner is right there it's time for us to look at replacing that thing for efficiency's sake, for reliability's sake, and so forth. And we'd like to come out there and talk to you about it, so how about giving us a call? Well, that all sounds real easy, but if it's all locked up in a file cabinet, how easy is it? If that information was available to us in a database on a computer, we could easily go in and say, Mr. Computer, give me a list of all customers who have condensing units that are 12 to 15 years old. And by the way, go ahead and put them over here in this neighborhood. I just want the ones in this particular neighborhood because while I'm out there doing work and replacing the first one, I'd like to put some yard signs out there and get some folks looking at what we're doing. So let's just target one neighborhood at a time, if you would, Mr. Computer. Well, guess what? With a properly designed and defined database, the computer can do that for you. So you can see real quick that mining the gold mine of information that you have within your existing customer base can be very easily tapped utilizing computer technology. So being proactive is a whole lot easier with a computer. Trying to make things happen. Don't wait for the weather to control your business. Many of us in the service business do that. If we be proactive, if we go ahead and get proactive, like Dr. Stephen Covey recommends, we can make things happen. We can take control. The next step is to begin with the end in mind, to start with a clear destination to understand where we are now and where we're going and what we value the most. That's an interesting concept. Begin with the end in mind. Well, there's an interesting application for computers here. Think about a house. Do you think there are many houses that have been built that didn't have a blueprint, the end result, in mind up front? If they did try to build a house without a drawing, without understanding exactly where every framing piece was going to go, where the plumbing was going to go, where the electricity was going to go, how the house was going to be roofed, how it was going to be insulated, how the air conditioning system was going to be implemented. If someone didn't take the time to start with the end in mind, this is what we're trying to accomplish, this is the home we're trying to build. If someone didn't sit down and put those plans in place, what possible way could a bunch of subcontractors get together and build a house within any kind of budget? Be a very expensive house, to be sure, and one loaded with change orders. So a computer can help us in that regard by helping the customer clearly see where we're going, by putting together a proposal that shows exactly what they can expect in terms of delivery times, what they can expect in terms of cost, what they can expect in terms of appearances, colors, and so forth. So the computer can help us in helping the customer understand where we're going from here. And one thing I found in the few short years I've been back in the sales mode and utilizing computers is that when people see something on a screen, or they see something that is obviously a printout that came from a computer, it seems to be more believable even than anything that we may say to the customer verbally. Now, one way that we utilize this particular function of beginning with the end in mind is we use a product called Microsoft PowerPoint. And PowerPoint is a very easy-to-use presentation graphics system that allows you to build slides to show what it is that you're wanting to show to your customers. And we've developed a series of these types of presentations for our business that teach our customers about control systems that we may install. They teach them about duct leakage if they have problems with their air conditioning duct systems and so forth. Tells them about our service agreement programs, how we'll take care of them in the future as they have maintenance and repair needs. So giving that customer a visual feel for how we are going to respond to their needs, giving that to them in a form that they can grasp has really, really helped us improve our sales. The third characteristic of highly successful and effective people, according to Dr. Stephen Covey, is putting first things first, managing yourself, and then organizing and executing around your priorities. Now, how can a computer help us in this way? Well, computers are excellent management tools if you'll let them do their job. The only way they can do their job is if you feed them the information that you need in order to be managed, and then utilize the information that's being generated by the computer to help you perform your task. Well, that's what it does. It's a good information manager. But putting things in priority, putting things in the proper perspective, many times requires Mr. and Mrs. Brain to sit down and think through the different tasks that are to be performed, and they have to be prioritized. Well, there are a variety of different products. Again, I'm going to be picking on Microsoft quite a bit because it's a good off-the-shelf product. The product that I'm going to mention now is called Microsoft Schedule, and it is a part of the Microsoft Office suite of products, which includes a spreadsheet and a word processor and a database and a scheduling system and this PowerPoint presentation system. So if you don't have a product like this now, Microsoft is a real good product to get into. There's a lot of support available for it. It's not necessarily the best, and I'm not saying that it's the only one that's out there. There's lots of them out there. It just happens to be the one that we're using, so I'll use it for examples as I go through the presentation. But the Microsoft Schedule product allows you to put your to-do lists in there, allows you to prioritize your to-do lists, allows you to go ahead and set your schedule up. And, of course, these are things that salespeople have to do on a regular basis. And many times, prioritizing your schedule, putting A, B, and C priorities on different things, will help you in getting things done, putting things first. Now, there's a neat little philosophy that was studied many, many years ago by a researcher by the name of Pareto. And he came up with the theory that 80% of the activity in any set of elements is typically generated by only 20% of its elements. So in other words, 80% of your business is generated by 20% of your customers. Interesting concept. 80% of the activity in any set is generated by only 20% of its elements. Now, if that's true, then what we need to do is we need to focus on those 20% that are generating 80% of our activity. So we need to focus our efforts, our priorities, on those 20% of the elements that are going to generate 80% of our results. Another way to look at it is the four quadrant theory. What people have done is they've said, put yourself in one of four quadrants when you're doing any type of work. There are things that are urgent and important, usually in the top left quadrant, quadrant one. There are things that are not urgent but important. That's usually quadrant two, which would be the top right. Quadrant 3, directly below that one, are things that are not important and not urgent. And then the Quadrant 4 are things that are not important, but they are urgent. Now, the reality is that you should spend the bulk of your time actually in Quadrant 2. In the service business, we spend too much time in Quadrant 1. We're always putting out fires. That's the firefighting box. And we spend a lot of time putting out fires. Unfortunately, most of us don't spend enough time working on things that aren't necessarily urgent, but extremely important. If you look at it, Quadrant 2 is actually the fire prevention box. That's where you build things, build systems within your organization to help prevent those forest fires that always crop up in Quadrant number 1. So how can we, again, get back to the computer side of it, how can we utilize computers to help us stay in Quadrant 2? Again, using products like Microsoft Schedule, and it's just one of many. There's a lot of different contact managers like ACT and so forth that help you do a good job of maintaining priorities, and you should take a look at those types of things. The fourth item, think win-win. You want to see life as a cooperative, not a competitive arena where success is not achieved at the expense or exclusion of the success of others. Think win-win. Win-win. How can I win as a company and the customer win as well? Isn't the goal to get their money? Right? So they lose their money. But don't they gain a product or a service in return? And isn't our product or service a value? Of course it is. So what we have to do is we have to make sure that we win as a company in that we cover our cost and we get a reasonable profit for what we do, and that we'll be there to stand behind that product in the event that that product or service fails in the future, and then that we'll have enough in the bank to be able to respond promptly and courteously when the customer calls for help. The customer wins by having a product or service that does what it's supposed to do when it's supposed to do it, and therefore that's a win-win situation. So how can a computer help us in the win-win category? Well, if you don't have good job cost records, it's really difficult to determine what is a fair price. A lot of people guess. A lot of people look in the checkbook at the end of the year and they say, well, you know, I've got $50,000 still in the checkbook after all my taxes have been paid and everything, and, you know, I must have had a successful year. Of course, they did $5 million in business, and that $50,000 is not exactly the return on investment that the typical shareholder would look for. But many people in service business are happy with that little 1% return, and it's just not what it ought to be. We ought to be getting more for what we do. That's a whole other series. We'll talk about that next time. So understanding the cost, making sure that we've got our cost covered, understanding everything that goes into our product and service, and making sure that the customer is getting everything that they pay for is a win-win situation, and a computer can help us tremendously in those areas. How can it check to make sure that the customer is getting everything that it pays for? Interesting concept here. What we've used in the past is a method of generating customer satisfaction surveys directly out of our system after we've performed a service. In fact, it was kind of a neat setup. We actually can run a report off of our computer once a month or once a week or daily if we want to, and we tell the system, these are the people that did use us over the last 6 weeks, and we would like to send this survey out to them, which includes a coupon. And we don't even have to touch it. The system generates the letters. They get mailed. Of course, we have to stuff the envelopes, but the system generates the letters. They get mailed out. They come back in, and we're able to plot exactly what the responses were from the customers. We can categorize it. We can put a numerical value on the results, and we can give ourselves a score through the customer's eyes. Now, doing that manually would be a very tedious task. It's something that can be done, but very few people do it on a regular basis within a manual system because it's just too difficult to deal with all the numbers. So a computer can help us not only in keeping up with the cost of the job, but they can also help us with evaluating the satisfaction of the customer. So in a win-win situation, the computer can help evaluate both sides of that equation. The next item on Dr. Covey's list is seek first to understand. Understand, then be understood, to build the skills of empathetic listening that inspires openness and trust. Seek first to understand. So what he's saying here is look at the customer, look through their eyes, understand what they are looking for, what products and services they are looking for. Once you understand that, things become easier. Many times we go into customers' homes or offices and we think we know what they want before we even walk in the door. And we go in with our minds sort of closed and, you know, well, this person needs this, this, and this because we've done 14 other houses on this street. And guess what? They all needed the same thing. So these guys obviously need the same thing. So many times if we don't seek first to understand what they want, many times we will misapply and miss the boat altogether. And if we don't understand up front what they are looking for, guess what? We're not going to get the job because somebody else might have been smarter than us and actually sit down and listen and understand what the customer was looking for. So how do computers fit in here? One of the things that we found to be very, very, very effective is the generation of forms to help with the sales process. We use a desktop publishing system. We happen to use Corel Ventura and Corel Draw and a variety of Corel products to develop forms that are extremely professional looking, that give the customer a feeling of confidence that we've been here before, we've done this type of work, this isn't the first job we've ever done, and we ask them a series of questions to try to understand exactly what they are looking for in our case, the heating and air conditioning business. But you can do the same thing whether you're a roofing contractor or a plumber, a pest control man, it doesn't matter. The customer has a set of wants and needs that you need to understand prior to providing your service. A nice little phrase that we throw around quite a bit in our business is prescription without diagnosis is malpractice. Kind of a neat thought. If you go in and you start telling the customer what they need in their home without really understanding, without diagnosing what's going on, then guess what? You're dead. You'll miss the boat many times. You may get them to do the job, but if you don't solve all their problems, you've got real trouble. Computers can also help you understand what the problems are within a customer's home by using their diagnostic capabilities. Again, we're in the heating and air conditioning industry, so I'll use an example in the heating and air industry. We use a computerized air duct system tester to determine if the air duct system is delivering everything that the customer is paying for. Now, this thing lends a tremendous amount of credibility to our sales presentation, because what we've done is we've taken the guesswork out of our business and assured the customer that what we're saying is true, because they're seeing the results right there on the computer screen at the same time we are, and they're working with us side by side to see this test in action. Now imagine the credibility gap between a company who comes in with computerized diagnostic tools to determine exactly what the needs are within a home or office, and compare that to the guy who writes his proposal on the back of his business card after walking through the place for about 5 minutes. The credibility gap is huge. And guess what? So is the profitability. One thing that we've found is as we go in with these types of tools, and we use a variety of diagnostic tools in our business that all happen to be computerized, when we go in with these diagnostic tools and we have these computer screens flashing and these printouts coming out and so forth, we don't have competition. we virtually eliminate competition as a result of doing such a good diagnostic. Now, I won't say that we get all the work, because we don't. Many times people cannot afford to do it right. I'm sure you've seen that in your business. Many times people cannot afford to do it right. They just simply can't. They can't get the financing because of past credit problems. They can't justify, you know, spending $5,000, $6,000, $7,000 more than Mr. Low Bid's price over there. And sometimes, if we don't do our job right, they just don't understand the difference in the value. But I tell you, the more tools we use in the process, the more computers we use in the process, the more likely we are to sell the job. So seeking first to understand is extremely important, and we want to make sure that we give our guys the best tools available to understand what it is that's going on in the customer's home or office. The sixth item on the list that Dr. Covey proposes is synergize. Apply the principles of cooperative creativity and value the differences. Synergize. How in the world can computers help us synergize with our customers? Applying the principles of cooperative creativity and then value the differences. What we have to think about here is, how in the world can a computer help two individuals on either side of the sales table come together in a cooperative way and help them feel like they've actually had a part in creating their own solution? One of the things that we've done is we've implemented what we call good, better, best pricing. And we have, of course, off of our computer, a complete price book that lists virtually everything that we do in a residential or light commercial, primarily residential though, arena in the heating and air industry. We've developed a series of pages that show, here's a good system that's a baseline system. It's got standard efficiency, standard warranties, and standard service and so forth that goes along with that. It's going to last, you know, the industry standards, and it'll get you by. It'll get you back to where you are right now. Then we've got better, which has got better warranties. It's quieter in operation. It's more efficient. It's got just, you know, overall better reliability. And then we've got the best, which is, you know, it's the ultimate. It's the ultimate indoor comfort system, as we call it. And guess what? When you put those options in front of the customer, they cooperatively will create the system that fits their budget. The nice thing about it is, and it probably happens in your trade area just like it does here, our utility companies and other industry influencers, if you will, that get asked for recommendations for who to call to install heating and air, they're sort of in a bad position because, of course, they work with all the contractors in the area, so they can't really recommend one over the other without getting into a great deal of hot water. So what they tell customers is, you know, what you should do is get three prices, and whichever one you feel more comfortable with is the one you should use. And we agree with that philosophy. Of course, one of the things that we've done is we've said, look, you can get all three prices from one place. And guess what? People do that. Because how many times have you ever bought a heating and air conditioning system for your home? Chances are good the heating and air conditioning system you're living with now is the one that was in it when you bought the house. Most people, for most people, that's the case. It's true in my situation. I've bought a few houses in my 38, 39 years of living, and I haven't bought a replacement air conditioner yet because I just keep moving before they break. I know how much they cost to fix, that's why. But anyway, the bottom line is people aren't really sure how to handle this transaction, so getting three prices is real simple with us. They're assured of getting good installation techniques. They're assured of getting people that are drug-free, that are happy, that are, you know, well-trained, and so forth. And it's simply a matter of, does their budget handle the good system, the better system, or the best system? So we give them three prices. And the computer has really helped us tremendously in this way, because since we have now a desktop-published price book, we don't get people saying, is this the best you can do on your price? guess what? We don't get that question much anymore. We still get it on occasion. We get people that say, well, you know, that's the list price. Now, what can you do for me? And I always tell them it's real simple. We can do a lot for you. We've got this good system, we've got this better system, and we've got the best. Which one do you prefer? And they say, well, you know, I really like to go with that better system. That's typically where most people land, is on the better system. People don't want to be felt, they don't want to be thought of as being cheap by going with the good system. And many people don't drive around in Mercedes and Cadillacs, so they don't necessarily think they can afford the best. So they go middle of the road, and we're pleased to provide that, because it's typically a lot more expensive than our competitors' low bid price. But anyway, we sit there and we'll say, look, we got good, we got better, we got best. Now, which one do you like? Well, I like better. Okay, fine. Exactly how much too high is the price? Let's say we're at $7,500. And they say, well, you know, gosh, I was thinking more around $6,000. Okay, great. We're only $1,500 off. Is that right? Yeah, yeah. If we could get that good system, or that better system, and pay $6,000, we'd have a deal today. So, okay, great. Well, let's look at everything that goes into this system. And, of course, what we have is, in each level, the good system is just bare bones. The better system's got a lot of little whiz-bang things, electronic thermostats and 5-year extended warranties and preventive maintenance for 3 years, and, you know, just a variety of nice good things that make the system, the complete system, a better system. So we start whittling some of those things out and say, well, maybe you don't want to pay for this all up front. Maybe you want to go ahead and go with a standard thermostat. Maybe you want to go with just the standard manufacturer's warranty. And instead of 3 years of preventive maintenance, let's just go ahead and do this first year. And then next year you can renew, and we can continue on an annual basis. And the next thing you know, we've got the price down to $6,000. And guess what? They buy. And guess what? We deposit their check. And guess what? We're glad to do it, because we didn't lower our price. We just reduced the number of items in our basket, right? So we didn't change our margins. Yeah, we changed the income a little bit. We deferred the income, because the reality is most of the time they come back to us later on and say, hey, you remember that electronic thermostat you were talking about last year? Yeah, well, we think we'd like to go ahead and do that now. Okay, great. The other nice thing, going back to the being proactive, is if you keep up with that information in your computer, you know exactly what they need. You know what their hot buttons were, because you record that information in your computer. And then maybe a year from now you can say, here's a little brochure on that product that you forgot to get last year or couldn't afford to get last year, and see if they bite. Guess what? A lot of times they will. The last item on Dr. Covey's list is renewal. Preserving and enhancing your greatest asset, which is yourself, by renewing the physical, spiritual, mental, and social or emotional dimensions of your nature. Boy, this is a stretch. How in the world can computers help us preserve and enhance ourselves? How can we do that? Well, there's a lot of software out there that deals with physical fitness, with eating habits, diet. There's a lot of software out there that deal with spiritual things. Social and emotional things are actually, there are software products out there that deal with that. One of the things that I think about when I think about preserving and enhancing ourselves is that by getting control of our environment, by getting proactive, by getting our information under control within our business, and then by acting on that information, we're able to keep ourselves in sort of a steady state, if you will. We're able to keep the business sort of flowing on an annual basis rather than rising and falling with the weather. And that, from a renewal standpoint, gives us great satisfaction in our business, because one of the things that we find is that if we don't do some of the things to get back, give back to ourselves, then guess what? The system we call a company will take and take and take and take and drain virtually all the energy out of us. And when we leave for the day, we're just whooped. It's so much more fun to feel that sense of renewal each day when you come in and say, all right, what kind of fire can I prevent today? What kind of fire can I prevent today? So let's talk a little bit about the different applications for computers. Sales lead management. Sales lead management. What do we do in the way of tracking our sales leads? if you're like most folks, probably the phone rings and someone calls up and says, hey, I'd like to get a new roof on my house, or I need a new faucet in my kitchen, or I need a new heating and air conditioning system, and I'd like for someone to come out and give me some ideas on what I'm looking at. And that information usually gets written down on a little message pad, and if we're lucky, the salesman actually gets the message in a timely manner. If we're unlucky, that little message gets stuck to a piece of paper that just got filed under the name Zuellen, and guess what? We never see it again. And what's the reaction to that customer? The customer is sitting there saying, oh, they must be so rich they don't need any more business. So they're just off in na-na land thinking, gosh, these guys don't care. So how important is a sales lead? Well, sales leads are extremely important. Not only will we not get any business if we don't run that lead, for sure. You cannot hit a home run if you don't go up to the plate, my grandfather used to always say. If we don't run that lead, that's a cost right there. That's called an opportunity cost. But what did it cost to get that lead in to begin with? Well, we had the cost of the advertising that stimulated the call. We had the cost of the telephone line. We had the cost of the person answering the telephone. We had the cost of the telephone system. We had the cost of the chair, the desk, the electricity. You get the idea. There's a lot of cost that goes into taking that sales lead in. And even if they don't buy from you today, don't you have the opportunity to talk to that person again in another year, 2 years, 10 years, 12 years? Wouldn't it make sense to get a hold of the information from that sales prospect and capture it in a permanent way where you can use it in your continuing marketing? One of the neat things that we've done is we, of course, put our sales leads in our computer, in our service management system, actually. We establish them as a service customer. The first service that they happen to get is a on-site visit to survey what their needs are, okay? Of course, that call typically is a no-charge call that's performed by a sales technician. And when the salesperson goes out there, runs the lead, takes the appropriate information about that customer's house, puts it into the computer, we have that now as a permanent record. Now, if that customer or that prospect decides not to buy, we can actually send them a letter a year later that says, gosh, we sure are sorry you didn't decide to use us in selecting your heating and air conditioning system, but we wanted to let you know that now that your air conditioning system is out of its first year manufacturer's warranty, that we are authorized and qualified to service any brand, make, or model. And we'd like to introduce you to our preventive maintenance agreements. And guess what? Because our competition is not offering this, we many times will pick up their brand new installations as service agreement customers. And it works quite well. The nice thing about it, too, is because we know we've already established some sort of rapport with that customer, because we already know who they are and they know who we are, and I can tell you they're typically impressed with the presentation, even if they're not capable to make the financial commitment. They're impressed enough that when they see a piece of paper from us that says, you know, for $110 a year, we're going to take care of your air conditioning system, if the competition is not offering that service, they'll swing over to us. It happens more times than not, which is kind of a nice feeling. So sales leads are real important. They're not just a one-time opportunity. If you take the information, categorize it, put it in your computer, you can utilize it again and again. Appointment scheduling. Here's something that salespeople do on a regular basis if they're busy, and if they're not, they need to be doing it. Appointment scheduling, of course, is the tracking of their weekly schedule. When do they have time to make scheduled visits to go check out what's going on in a customer's home or office? How many times have you been waiting at your home for a salesperson to come by and give you a price on doing some work at your home, and they never show up? Boy, can that be frustrating. Sometimes people take off work to meet us. And guess what happens if we don't show up? Even if we show up late, many times they're so frustrated by the time we get there, they don't even listen to us. So making sure that we keep those appointments is extremely critical. Remember back earlier we talked about quality and integrity, doing what you say you're going to do when you say you're going to do it. If you tell a customer that you're going to be there at 10 o'clock on Tuesday, you dadgum sure better be there at 10 o'clock on Tuesday, or give them a call at about 9:55 and tell them why you're not going to be there at 10 o'clock on Tuesday. If there's something that's come up, most people will understand, but don't wait until 2 or 3 days later to try to explain your way out of it. Call them beforehand and let them know that you've got a problem that's, you know, could you reschedule? Many times they'll allow that and be glad to do so, but if you wait till after the scheduled appointment, I tell you what, they get a little irritated. So appointment scheduling is something that is very easily done using computers. We utilize our service management system, again, for tracking our appointments. There are a lot of good off-the-shelf products. This Microsoft Schedule that I was talking about earlier is one of those that allows you to set up a schedule, allows you to put your calendar on the computer so that you can track where you're supposed to be and when you're supposed to be there. What about prospecting? You can do a lot of prospecting utilizing computers. We'd already mentioned earlier the utilization of your existing customer information, which hopefully you are maintaining in a database now. But what about prospecting the rest of the world? Well, today you can get right on a CD, or you can even dial up via modem and get access to the entire phone book right on a disk. Now, when I say the entire phone book, I'm talking about the entire United States of America. If I wanted to send out a flyer to all of the people who have homes that are 10 to 20 years old in Sacramento, California, I could do that right from my computer. Not only could I get that list, I can also get on the telephone and call them up and say, hey, did you get my mail? Yeah. Well, we're thinking about opening up a company in Sacramento, and we just wanted to find out what kind of interest there may be out there. And we'd appreciate you getting back with us on this information. The neat thing about it is, with today's technology, you can go in there and you can say, I would like a list of everybody who has a combined family income of $35,000 or more, who has at least one child living at home, and who is in a single-family residential house aged 10 to 12 years or above. Now, I tell you what, I don't know about your business, but I know in the heating and air business, I could have a field day with that, and I do regularly. It's kind of nice. So the computer can really help us a lot in prospecting. Using these CD-based address lists and these modem-based address lists, we can go in and we can do, you know, anything we want, really. What about multimedia sales presentations? What does your sales presentation manual look like? Do you even have one? If you don't have one, you need to put one together first. Get a binder, put together a nice sales presentation manual that includes things like a company brochure, your insurance certificates, any licensing certificates that you may have, some testimonial letters from your customers, those types of things, and show off your company. It's a brag book. And you ought to have some sort of a presentation like that to be able to show your customers that you are really in business for the long haul. Well, we've started using multimedia sales presentations. We've put our sales book basically on Microsoft PowerPoint. And I tell you what, it really opens the customer's eyes. What about multimedia sales presentations? Multimedia sales presentation is simply a slideshow on a PC. Using portable PCs, we are able to present our story in a very professional slideshow type format that has impressed the socks off of the customer base. Recent example, we took a multimedia presentation that we had put together for a control system that we represent to a bank. Told the banker, look, this control system is designed specifically for banks. Let us show you. And we did our presentation. We had made some changes to the presentation to make it look like it was specifically designed for banks, which it is, because a bank is a building, just like any other building, but we tailored it for the banking industry. We went in, showed him the presentation, walked out with an order to go ahead and put a trial system in one of their branches to see how they like it. If they like it, These guys have branches all over the place. This could be a huge job for us. And without the flexibility of the multimedia presentation, without the ability to easily adjust our presentation, he might have seen a brochure that came from the manufacturer that said, this particular product is used in everything from churches to restaurants to shopping centers to office complexes to, you know, it'll say all the things, but it doesn't necessarily say a bank. So the banker's sitting there saying, well, you know, that's probably okay for a shopping center, but I'm a bank. I'm different. Well, guess what? He is different. He's a bank. And what we want to make sure of is we want to make sure that our story is geared specifically to his differences. We want to tailor our presentation to his wants and needs. And guess what? When you do that, when you have the technology to make that happen real easily, guess what? You make more sales as a result. So multimedia sales presentations are things that I strongly recommend you get a little bit of training in and utilize the technology, because it's cheap and it makes big time sales for you. What about diagnostic procedures? Are there any tools that you have in your industry that are computerized to help you diagnose situations within a customer's environment? Well, I've already mentioned a few that we use, and I tell you, they make a tremendous difference in going in and establishing the credibility that we're looking for with our customers. What about design procedures? Are there any things that your particular industry does? Are there things that you guys do that are very technical and very maybe math intensive that would be helpful if you had a computer to help take some of the number crunching off? I know in our business we've got something that we call a heat loss, heat gain calculation. There's a prescribed methodology for computing this using the Air Conditioning Contractors of America manual J, as we call it. And I tell you, there's an awful lot of math involved in running a manual J calculation. We use a computerized version of manual J. It happens to be called Right J. And Right J makes it real easy for even a novice to run an accurate load calculation, heat loss, heat gain calculation for a home, to help us ensure that we're providing the customer with exactly what they need in order to be comfortable. So design procedures are things that if the computer can help us, you should utilize. Think about CAD/CAM drawings. Man, there's a design tool that has made an awful lot of architects and engineers very happy people. Of course, they were probably a little frustrated on the front end when they were learning how to use the CAD system, but in the long run, they were probably real happy with the results. What about good, better, best replacement system pricing? Okay, I mentioned a little bit earlier about the options. We've implemented a system that allows us to go into the field carrying a book that says, here's our prices, and we give you three choices, and guess what? They usually go for the better. They don't usually do good. They don't usually do best. They usually do better, and guess what? We're pleased to do it. It works real well. Proposal generation. Are you still handwriting your proposals? Okay, we are to a degree. We've got a proposal system that we put together that, of course, we did on our desktop publishing system in-house. And the proposal system has gone more to a check block type format to minimize the amount of writing that we do in the field. But we're in the process right now of investigating ways to actually generate that proposal right there in front of the customer. The tools that are out there available to do this type of work right now are in their infancy as far as we're concerned, and we're working feverishly to try to develop some of those things for ourselves. So the proposal generation in the field right now is being done by a few folks out there, but not very many, but I think that's something that is coming. Of course, when we come back to the office, all of our proposals look excellent. They come off a laser printer. They're published. They look like something that, you know, fell right out of a book. So the proposal generation is something that the PC can be very, very helpful with. Of course, we've talked about customer records. Maintaining your customer base is extremely important. If you don't keep up with the model numbers, the serial numbers, the date of installation, the warranty expiration dates, things like that, you can really find yourself in a lot of trouble down the road when it comes time to try to talk to that customer about upgrades and so forth. And we've mentioned earlier about marketing, direct mail forms and letters and so forth, real important things that are there to help ensure that long-term relationship with your customer and to make sure that, of course, you continue to get the revenue. The bottom line on all this is this. if you take advantage of the technology that's available out there with computers and implement it properly, don't bite off more than you can chew, just do a piece at a time, you can improve sales. No question in my mind. We've seen it in our business. We're now enjoying the most profitable years in the company's 40-year history, and we all can attribute this to the implementation of computers in our business. Thank you for your time. Enjoyed it.
We hope this edition of the Service Contractor's Business Tape of the Month has given you many new ideas to help you run your company more effectively. Along with this month's tape, you also received several other things. There is a short summary of the tape you just heard, a brief outline of the program for quick review, and you will also find a customer response card enclosed. There is a place on the card for your comments on this tape, as well as space for suggestions you would like to make for topics on future tapes. The response card is postage paid, so please write down a few comments and drop it in the mail. We would love to hear from you. The Service Contractor's Business Tape of the Month is produced and distributed by Grandy & Associates. If we can be of service to you, give us a call on our toll-free line, 1-800-432-7963. Until next month, remember, invest your time and invest your money in those things that will reproduce.